Well, good morning. It is Tuesday, January the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2025. And you know what today is, friends. And maybe if you're new with us, you don't know what today is. Yesterday was the epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ and the birthday of Seedbed. Now, today is the very first Taco Tuesday of 2025. Yes, it is January the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So excited about this opportunity to walk through God's Word in this new year with you. Let's begin with consecration today. You ready? Deep breath, okay? We're making ourselves fully available to the Lord. He has to consecrate us. We're offering ourselves up here. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Our text is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. It's one of my favorite Bible stories of all. The young boy Samuel slept in the house of the Lord near the Ark of the Covenant. One night, God began calling out his name, Samuel, Samuel. He thought it was the priest, Eli, so he went to Eli's room and responded. Samuel answered, Here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. But Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. So he went and lay down. The boy had the right response, just the wrong person. This happened two more times before Eli realized what was happening. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. That's verses 8 and 9. Samuel returned to his bed. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And there began the great prophetic tradition of Israel with Samuel as her first prophet. Something worth noting, however, is the sentence in the first verse of this story of Samuel's awakening. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One of the great gifts of our modern age is that we have no shortage of Bibles, at least in this country and many others. The word of the Lord is not rare. Or is it? It is one thing for the word of the Lord to be bound in our Bibles, and yet another for the word to be unleashed in our lives. That is the purpose of the wake-up call, and notably this New Year, New Word series. Unless the word of God be loosed from its binding, it remains just that, another book on our shelf or bedside table. It's why I keep asking anyone who will listen to ask God to give you a new word from Scripture for this new year. Start with Samuel's prayer. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Something tells me the Lord is highlighting this very text for some of you as your new word for this new year. You're going to learn to say it all the time. You will begin speaking it as you wake up from sleep in the morning. You will continue speaking it as you come to the intersections of your day, decision points, judgment calls, hard conversations, and at opportunities to sow words of encouragement into others. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. This word will change things. It will change you. It will open up portals of revelation into your everyday life. As it becomes grooved in your soul, the Spirit will train you to lean in and go quiet as you listen for what He will say. In my experience, the Lord is always speaking. I only hear Him, though, when I become still enough to lean in and listen. I think that's the reason the word of the Lord is rare in our times, and there aren't many visions. We are not regularly asking for Him to speak, and we aren't consistently listening. Good news. It's an easy 7-word fix. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Would you groove these 7 words into my soul? Would you weave them into my praying grammar and vocabulary? And would you train me to be still, to quiet my soul, to lean in and listen? And I know you are already speaking. And I want you to know I'm already saying yes. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 How about some journal prompts for today? How about it? Will you work with this word of God from Samuel? Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I'd love to hear what you are hearing. And I want to know your new word for this new year. Would you share your scripture? I put a link in the email again today. We're getting up into the thousands now, and there's a lot more out there that haven't sent them in than have. I want you to send me that word. The link, it'll take you 20 seconds to do this. But, I mean, of course, you first got to ask God to give you that word, to highlight it for you and listen for it. That's probably the harder part, isn't it? But he'll do it. I'm hearing from people all the time now, and they're telling me, you know, I just asked, and it's amazing how I was led to a word, a specific word. I was not thinking about it. I had a friend just from my band this week tell me, he said, you know, I asked God to give me a word from his word for this year, like you said. And he said, and I just almost heard it in my mind, John 17:4. And he said, I knew John 17 was Jesus, you know, prayer, high priestly prayer. But he said, I had no idea what verse 4 said. And he looked it up and he said, this is Mark Benjamin. I hope I'm not breaking band protocol. He wouldn't mind me sharing this. Of course, we keep the band meeting strictly confidential, friends. But you know, Mark, and he'd want you to know. I'm going to read it to you. He sent it to me and says, I have finished the work that you sent me to do. It's Jesus talking to his father saying, I finished the work on earth that you've sent me to do. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Just found it, John 17:4. And so, man, that's going to be it for him. And he's just already cherishing it. And I'm going to share my word with you soon. I've been working with it. I'm looking for the right time to out that. But join me. We opened this up in our church yesterday. I don't know. We got a little over 100 members, I guess you'd say, in our church. And last year we did this and we had 44 who participated. I said, guys, listen, you can't win a Super Bowl with half the team on the field. You got to get the whole team playing. Get those words in. I passed them out 2 index cards. We got bigger index cards this year because it takes a little more space for some of it. And I said, bring them, write it down twice, keep one at home, bring one to church, put in the offering. We got a board up front. It's all cleared off, ready for the new words. And people are excited. And you know what? There's a number of other churches that are doing this too. They're jumping in. And it's like I said to the church, I like, you know, you want to know what God is saying to our church? Don't ask the pastor, ask the church. And all those words that he's identifying, highlighting for people, put those up on a board. That's what he's saying to the church. And then you got the marvelous task of saying, Lord, how does this all work together? What's the sequence? What's the score here? What are you saying in all this to all of us and all of us together? He's speaking to us personally, but he's also speaking to us corporately. So, yeah, that's a great thing, and I hope more churches will join us. And really, I hope many of you, I know many of you are, but let's do it, guys. We don't want the word of the Lord to be rare. And just because we got it in our Bibles doesn't mean it's right there with us. We got to dig it out. We've got to get it out. Put it on a banner. Write it on a car. Put it on your doorpost. Bind it to your forehead, you know. This is a working word. And then some are saying like, well, how do I know? You know, if I say, speak, Lord, your servant's listening, how do I know what he's saying? I'm like, and here's my word to you. Just lean in, listen, and go with it. Just kind of trust the impression, the sense of what you're sensing and hearing. You're like, is that me talking or is that God talking? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lean into God and I'm going to trust he's talking. I'm not going to get caught up in in the sort of second guessing, which is endless. Just, you know, Mark thought he heard John 17:4. That's kind of unusual to hear a citation. Other people, I had another one of our wake up call members of the Sower Nation write me today and been in a real battle, a struggle. And she said, I'm looking it up now. She said, this Patty from Mississippi, love her. She says, I've been praying and trying to listen to the Lord, and this fell into my lap this morning. It's fairly simple and nothing I didn't already know, but my soul needs it. She says, I'm praying for you, for Gillette, and for Seedbed. And here was the word. She just did a screenshot. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28. And I've heard that one from a number of people. I'm going to make some comments on that in an upcoming daily wake-up call entry, but appreciate Patty sharing that with me, and I'm sharing it with you just to show you this is not rocket science. This is not just for the sort of super spiritual, you know, self-proclaimed saint type people. This is ordinary, but you got to just sort of lean in, listen, trust, go with it, take a risk. Let's be playful about it. Let's not be super spiritually serious. Let's relax. Let's trust the Lord. All right, I should have mentioned our hymn we're going to sing. I should have called the number so I could see a lot of you out there. You're just a little anxious. You're like, you didn't give us the hymn. We want to be ready. It's number 127. 127. It's called Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee. Now, these words come from Bernard. I used to call him Bernard till I went to seminary, and I learned you call him Bernard. That's the kind of stuff they teach in seminary. Love seminary, don't get me wrong. Bernard of Clairvaux. These words were written in the year 1150. Okay, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee. It's a beautiful tune we're going to sing, known as St. Agnes. Five verses are short. We're going to sing them all like we mean them. 127, are you ready? Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see and in thy presence rest. No voice can sing, no heart can frame, nor can the memory find a sweeter sound than thy blessed name, O Savior of mankind. O hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek, to those who fall, how kind thou art, how good to those who seek. But what to those who find, this no tongue or pen can show, the love of Jesus, what it is, none but his loved ones know. Jesus, our only joy be thou, as thou our prize wilt be. Jesus, be thou our glory now and through eternity. Amen. I haven't sung that in a very long time. Quite honestly, I didn't know it came from old Bernard, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And I didn't know it was that old. Guys, we just sang a 1,000-year-old song. And those first words, I find myself, I just have those first, that first verse is just kind of grooved in me. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast. But sweeter still, far, sweeter far thy face to see, and in thy presence rest. Comes back to Patty's word, doesn't it? Come to me. come to me, all you who are weary, bird. I kind of feel that way a little bit. I know a lot of you do too. Jesus is so good. He's just come to me. Come to me. He wants to teach us that word that he's given us. Well, we got to hit the fields, guys. It's Tuesday. There's tacos. They're waiting for us out there. I'm going to be looking for some today. Get your seeds. People are going to be in need of encouragement, blessing, help, comfort. You're Jesus to them. Jesus is in you. You're not Jesus. Jesus is you to them. How about that? He is in you, working through you for them. You just have faith and be bold and go for it. All right, I'll see you on the field. Check the PS in today's email to do today as well. I put a couple of notes about that, those little books that I wrote years back, First Word, Last Word, God's Word. Check that out. Listen, I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.